that Cathaoirleach is from the government party, and I think it's important that a less Cathaoirleach is from the opposition. And I think that brings balance to the House. I mean, I know when it came up yesterday that some of the more, I suppose, senior senators that have been there for a long time have actually brought up that Shannon does need reform, even around the voting systems, that in the Dáil there's private voting and in the Shannon there isn't. And I think that, so there was a number of senators yesterday that actually didn't vote. They abstained rather than voting. And I think that, like, we have a real opportunity now to reform the Shannon. So, and I think it's great being elected, but they're a big, powerful positions, I suppose, you know, kind of more senior positions within the Shannon, like Cathaoirleach role or last Cathaoirleach role. It's important that they're represented from everyone as well, you know, that it's not just the same parties representing and getting into these positions, you know. So I think it was really important. Eileen's a great senator, and because she's a local woman up the road too, I suppose, in Donegal, I would love to have seen her, and I think she's a huge amount to bring, could have brought in that role, you know.
And Senator, I guess, you know, you've been very vocal advocate for equality on all levels of society, and that's from the bottom rung of the ladder to the very top rung, as you're saying here, when you want it represented in the House of the Shannon. And I guess in all of this, it's also key, I guess, to not underestimate the huge achievement that Senator Flynn has got. Even if she hasn't been selected as Lasca Herlock, what has happened up until this point is still momentous and historic.
Yeah, like, she's the first member of the travelling community to be in the Houses of the Oireachtas. And I know the level of discrimination that travellers face daily, you know, is horrendous. It's the level of discrimination and racism. And so, like, Eileen really is up against it, you know. And I think she's been a really strong advocate about raising issues, you know, about, I suppose, mental health, like, and suicide, really, really high levels of suicide rate amongst members of the travelling community. And often it's because of discrimination and because of racism, and I think, you know, a light needs to be shone on that, you know. And I think that that's why it's so important to have voices that are from different communities and from different ethnic minorities represented in the highest level, you know. And like, the Shannon can play a very strong role there, and we need to see more diversity in politics, you know, because that's really what politics should be doing. It should be a reflection of Irish society, and unfortunately it's not.